stood forlorn. We had his meeting with civilized citizens who came to beg him to make the Indian stop ruining. Then he would confront with Navajo, Apache, and Ute, making present of handsome costume and silver bridle, and Eugene them to keep the palace. He had almost no soldier to help him, and vain that he had his clerk with letter of Mexico City, and people eat and with beautiful Spanish pronunciation. The letter had to be carried south of horse and mule back, and sometime they never arrived. When they arrived, it was unlikely that another could bother what the problem afar off New Mexico. For the big new republic was having its trouble, as most new nations do. Only 10 years before, Texas had broken away and decided to be an independent country. Then in 1845, it had joined the United States. Mexico began to fear that the United States of the North want ever more Mexican territory. And that was the truth. The United States want to even its boundary line. It want free trade with Santa Fe without the danger of high duties and arrests, which always trouble the trade. That had been request that Mexico should sell some of her wild northern land. But Mexico had refused. The governor and the few rich and educated people known alone about this. This poor Mexican tending the sheep on shore scarcely realized that there was any country on the American continent but their own. Most of them had never seen an American from the East. If they happened to be in Tulsa or Santa Fe and meet the wild-looking traders and trappers with their buckskin clothes and their big beads, they considered that these were crazy men who do not matter. The Indian know even less to them. the idea that there were white men far across the plains were like a fairy story. They had a tale that the man who lived in that direction had ear down to the ankle, and that used these as blankets. To this day, one of the Navajo name for white American and these who sheep on their ears. Such was the condition in the remote present of New Mexico when war breaks out. It starts over the Texas boundary, but both nations were unable and ready to fight. Soon an American army had marched across the Rio Grande in another land. All this was far away from New Mexico. Yet it was New Mexico which was going in fear and greatest change. She was going to see Blue Coat Soldier for the first time, and they were going to stay. President Polk had decided that there must be an overland army to march across the plain and down through New Mexico to Mexico City or California. The United States in these days had only a thin regular army, which was being used mostly to fight Plain Indians. There was no draft law. More soldiers were needed. The state organized company of volunteers. These men elected their own officer and often marched out to fight in the early everyday clothes. The governor was supposed to give them uniform, guns, and supply, but if trouble developed too far, they often had to do without. This happened to the Missouri volunteer. For Missouri is state on the border of the Wild West, was quick to organize a regiment. The government was settling up an army of the West with General Clarence Kearney, a regular army man in charge. He had some regiment of cavalry and engineer, which a long train of ox cart to carry supply. They were going to march across the plain along the Santa Fe Trail and soon entered the mistress country of Mexico. But he need more men. The very form boy in the four cup, the friendly shirt and the high boot came trampling in to form a regular regnate. A colonel they elected a Miss Mizurmic named Tempain. The long adventure journey which they finally took became known as Tempain Expedition. Cronin and his men really did march all the way across the plain in the summer of 1846. It was an exciting moment when they saw the moon of New Mexico. When they came to the green country around Las Vegas, and when Cromwell sent word to Governor that he should surrender, the men expect a fight and power horn and mask, which made really, but Las Vegas surrender peacefully. And Cromwell made the speech he was to make so often. He had not came to do any harm to New Mexico. Its people will now be citizens of the United States and would have all the rights they had before. Living in peace and practicing their religions. The same thing happened at Santa Fe. The men had been sure there would be a fight in Colorado Pass, where the trail lead through a vomit between mom. Both Governor Andrew had decided to leave town. There was no fight, and before anyone knows it, New Mexico was American. A stamp issued in 1946, the 100th anniversary of this event, shows Cromwell a horseback in front of the governor piles the American flag on a tall pole above him. What could the Indian make of this chance and affair? Even many New Mexico